Deborah Hay, you're Sally Bowles. How long did you rehearse, and how long have you had the show up on stage before it opened?
Okay, well, we started rehearsal in mid-February, and we started previews in April. So we had almost 3 months of rehearsal, and we did about 4 weeks of previews, about 12 or 14 previews before we opened.
How hard is it to do a show like that? You've been around the business a while. Is that length of rehearsal unusual but important?
It's a luxury. Working in rep theater is so fantastic for actors because you actually get to sink your teeth into things in rehearsal. There's not the, you know, sometimes in some theaters you rehearse for 2.5 weeks and have to get everything up on its feet by then. So it's pretty decadent. We love it. You know, we're really able to dig in and explore and make interesting choices because we have so much time. So yeah, it's heaven.
How many times have you done cabaret?
It's my first time. It's actually, I've only seen it once. I know it's quite a popular piece, so a lot of people have quite a history with it. But I've only seen the play once and never the movie, although I'm very excited I'm going to see it at some point.
A lot of performers don't like to see a movie in that situation.
Well, when I found out I was playing the part, I thought, well, maybe I should hold off on that, particularly because, well, yes, it's an iconic performance, I hear from Liza. But also because the play is very different from the movie. The movie was adapted substantially, and the piece we're doing is quite different. So I thought I'd just come up with my own ideas.
And there have been a lot of variant versions of that show. Songs bounced back from one. The Money Song, for example, you're using on the stage was originally from the movie and not the play, and
right.
Things bounce back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you get as Sally Bowles just for yourself rehearse on stage?
Oh, well, as I said, we had a substantial amount of time, so we really did. Cliff and I, Gray Powell, who's playing Cliff, and I had a tremendous amount of time to just play together in rehearsal.
How physically stressful is the role?
Well, it's interesting. I've played roles, musical theater roles, that are actually more taxing. You know, the last time I was here, I played Liza in My Fair Lady. And that, in many ways, is a much bigger sing and a much larger role. And so I have lots of breaks and lots of breathing room. But Sally has a very emotional journey that she goes on. So that's taxing. I find I'm emotionally drained at the end of the show, more so than physically, particularly because of the wonderful way in which our choreographer created this piece. The dancing isn't so much strenuous as it is evocative and interesting. So it's mostly an emotional taxing on me.
Do you have scheduled days where you're doing it twice?
We never do cabaret twice in a day, but many days we're doing our other shows as well as cabaret.
When you were recruited for the show or asked for it or whatever, did you think about it or did you just say yes?
I was a bit nervous, to be honest. One always is when these iconic parts are offered. You know, I had to read it, and because, as I said, I wasn't overly familiar with the piece. And I read the Berlin stories, the Isherwood novel that the piece originated from, because I wanted to do it justice. You know, so it wasn't an immediate yes. I wanted to make sure that I had some affinity for it and a connection to it, and I found out that I very much did. So then it was a yes.
What kind of reaction are you getting from audiences? I mean, there were people here this afternoon who looked old enough to have been in the big war.
Yeah, our first preview was I found very, very moving, because I looked out and I saw that there was a wide range of folks out there, and there were some older folks, and we weren't sure what would happen, how they would receive it, because it is a pretty gritty telling of the story and of the time. You know, we're not shying away from that. And when the show finished, they jumped to their feet, and we were all very moved by that. Because they want to hear that story. They don't want history to be ignored. So the response has been amazing from the older audiences and also from the young students who come. They find the show fascinating and moving in their own way based on their own experience.
You're old enough to have had perhaps grandparents who lived through this period. Did they talk about it?
Well, my family are you know, second and third generation Canadian. So, but certainly, you know, living through the war and knowing what was going on during the war, yes, we heard about that when I was little from my grandparents. And times have changed, and in some ways they haven't changed, and that's... That's really.
Have you had any student performances?
Today, for example, there were a couple of schools. So students are often attending the shows, but it's never exclusively students. And I find that very exciting to have a mix of older folks and also students there. I find it invigorating and thrilling.
Do you get different audience reactions when there are a lot of students here?
Yes. Yeah, because... everyone handles difficult subject matter in different ways. Some students are very sophisticated, and other students, not that they're not sophisticated, but, you know, they need to release through laughter or, you know, comments when stuff is racy or disturbing. And we just, that's part of it. That's part of live theater.
There are a lot of what everybody always calls new Canadians from places where they might say, you know, this was a little bit like this back home. Yeah. Have you seen any of that?
Well, I haven't done any talkbacks yet. So, but some of the other people in our group do the talkbacks, and I'm sure that comes up because these themes are universal. And as I said before, you know, there's oppression happening everywhere. It's still happening, and so that's why this show is so important, I think.
Was this on your bucket list of roles?
No, it wasn't. I just, as I said, it wasn't really in my you know, part of my awareness. But now playing it, I want to tell every young actress, put this on your bucket list because it's a glorious part.
What is also there that you haven't done yet?
Oh, there's a few things. I've got them written down. I believe in that, you know, write it down, put it in a drawer, and a year or two later go, oh, that happened.
Well, but that's true here because you're doing, what, 10 shows this year, and Jackie and Christopher Beforum have brought out a lot of plays that people, I mean, you're doing St. John Hankins, the charity play this year, and people say, who?
Yeah, that's what's so extraordinary about the Shaw Festival is we dust these plays off, and they're such gems. There's so many great plays that fit into our mandate that just come to life on these stages and thrill people, and it's a glorious place to work.
Where did you do your theater training?
I studied theater at York University in Toronto. I got a degree in acting, which still makes me laugh. Not that it's, you know, not worthy of a degree, but yeah, so I studied there.
Standard plays or unusual plays, or, I mean, are there plays being done this year that right up and through until the day you got your diploma you'd never heard of?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, there's so much out there. There's so much to read, and we have a huge collection of plays at home, my husband and I, and I haven't made a dent in them. Really, I've got my work cut out for me.
As an actor grows and gets older and the parts they're offered change or they want to try out different roles, does that affect the way you look at whatever the plans are for next season or whatever the plans are at the other place, what you might want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting journey as an actor. You know, you start off and you're an ingenue or a young character actor or both. And then as you get older, you change and the parts change accordingly. So I'm kind of in this interesting place where I'm looking ahead and also still playing some gals who are younger than me. And, you know, you just keep seeing what's available and seeing what you're reaching for.
Is this the journey you thought you'd be on when you were still at York?
It's the journey I always dreamed I would be on. I feel very, very blessed.
What's different about working here in a rep company as opposed to a theater where, you know, after this place closes for the year, you get 3 weeks rehearsal and you're doing something on stage?
My husband and I worked together with Jackie this winter in Toronto on a play called London Road. And yes, that's an example of the other world where you're not in rep, so you don't have the luxury of time. And there's a different feeling, a real sort of momentum and team collective spirit that happens, which is also invigorating and fun and has its own strengths. You know, you're just riding on that wave towards opening and building together, and you don't sleep much, and you're thinking about the play all the time. It just kind of consumes you because you're on a time constraint. And then you do your 3-week or 4-week run, and you're doing 8 shows a week. So you're just living in the world of that play constantly. Whereas here, you're dividing your life between plays and dividing your mind between plays and characters. And so it uses different strengths.
You go home, and I don't know whether your husband is in either of the shows you're doing, but say, oh, God, it was terrible today.
Yeah, we both do that. He's actually working at the Stratford Festival. So I call him and complain. he gets to hear it all through the phone.
But this is a hothouse for theater. It's a small town. Mm-hmm. It's a not terribly large company, and you can't even go to the supermarket to buy the meals for next week without tripping over somebody from the company. Is that good?
Oh, it's wonderful. The company here is exceptional. The audiences see that through our work on stage. But it's been my experience that when you meet people who are very, very good at what they do, generally in the arts, they also tend to be exceptional people. So at least that's my experience. So I adore the people in this company, and it's such a pleasure to be around them on stage and off.
Now, when you casually run into Jackie, what shows do you recommend to her?
I am not constantly pressing things on her. She must need a break from that.
But certainly that's, at this time of year, when she's putting the season together for next year, you must hope this show or that show is on the list.
Yeah, sure. We all have our, as we talked about, our bucket list. We wait and see.
Do you ever get asked
what
by a theater company director, not just Jackie Maxwell here, but a Toronto theater or something like that, say, would you be interested in this show or that show?
Yeah, that does happen. That has happened.
Is that significant to you as a performer, that somebody's saying that to you?
Yeah, it is. It's very validating to know that someone has faith in you in that way and trusts you to, and is interested enough to want to give you a vehicle for your talent.
Because in the course of a season, everybody in the theater in Canada, certainly, and probably from New York and other places, drifts through Niagara-on-the-Lake or drifts through Stratford and, to see what's up on stage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we get a lot of people coming through, and we're so happy about that.
Do you know if somebody important is out there?
I don't like to know who's in the audience. Some actors do, and it fuels their show, but for me, I get nervous, and I don't like to be taken out of the world of the show, and I feel like I should give the same performance to the stranger in the front row or, the famous person in row 5. So that's my preference, is to not know and to go out there and do our job.
But if someone like that comes through, if you're in a show like this that everybody in the theater, mostly, has seen before, they get a chance to see how you or anybody in this cast can do in a part, mm-hmm. because they know how the part works.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's interesting for audience members who are avid theater goers. I had a friend come see the show, and he'd seen Cabaret 6 times before he came. So this was his 7th Cabaret. And he paid us the highest compliment. He said, "I feel like I've never seen the show before." So we were thrilled by that because we're doing what we set out to do, which is tell it in a new way. I think it's exciting for people to see shows more than once, because especially if you've been a theater goer for, 30, 40 years, you change. And so the plays change in relationship to you, and your relationship to them changes. And great plays have something to offer everybody, so you can spend your life alongside of them.
Thank you, Deborah Hay.
Thank you so much.